I am Werner Joines, and for just a few moments, let us think about God's chosen one, the Christ. And the leaders made fun of Jesus, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he's God's chosen one, the Christ." And Luke 23, verse 35. Jesus was grossly misunderstood by the religious leaders and the general public of his day. They simply failed to grasp that it was precisely because Jesus was God's chosen one, the Christ, that he chose not to save himself, but he chose to endure the insults, the pain, the humiliation, and the suffering. Had he saved himself, as he was quite capable of doing, as he stated in Matthew 26, verses 53 and 54, we would have been lost forever. We would have been without a Savior. He came in our interest, not in his own. Actually, the Lord did not have to come, but he wanted to come in order to save us from the clutches of the evil one, that is, the devil. He did not come to earth just for the fun of it. He came for a purpose, and it was to save humanity. That's us. Death on the cross was the only way whereby we could be saved. And Jesus is the only way whereby we can be saved. Because he says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." In Acts 4 and verse 12. Jesus was God's holy, chosen Lamb, set apart from the foundation of the world to be the perfect sacrifice that would take away our sins. Thus, he is the Lord of life. John 5:26, 1 Corinthians 8:6, and Colossians 1, verse 16 following. He submitted himself to death on our behalf. He was slain from the creation of the world so that we could be in his book of life, Revelation 13 and 8. Many times we fail to realize that we ought to be fashioned after him. As he was submissive in all humility, Philippians 2, verse 8, we also must submit to scorn, insult, pain, humiliation, and suffering for him. In chapter 1 and verse 29, in order to be transformed into his image. Chapter 2 and verse 5. As we grow in our Christian life, our focus should be more on Christ and less on ourselves until he becomes our only focal point in life. Jesus must be our source of life, and he more than anyone else is able to direct us in the way where we can reach that source of life. The more we keep looking at the source, the more we will draw from him, and out of us will flow rivers of living waters, influencing the lives of those about us and bringing glory and honor to God. Then no matter what Satan hurls at us through the world, we won't despair, for we will be firmly founded in him, that is Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. We will be convinced that he who could sacrifice so much for us is surely mindful of us. Knowing this, we will never doubt but fully trust him who is eternal life. 1 John 1 and verse 2.